A weekend residential fire in Hamilton that claimed 4 lives, 2 of which were children, has prompted the Cambridge Fire Department to reiterate the importance of making sure smoke alarms are functioning and maintained. According to multiple reports, the home was not equipped with working smoke alarms, resulting in the Ontario Office of the Fire Marshal calling the fatalities preventable. Ontario has seen 133 fire-related deaths in 2022, the highest single-year number in over 2 decades. Many of these deaths could have been prevented if working smoke alarms were present in the homes, Eric Yates, Chief Fire Prevention Officer for the Cambridge Fire Department, said. Smoke alarms need to be replaced at least every 10 years. When it comes to rental properties, it's the responsibility of the landlord to ensure smoke alarms are functioning and properly maintained. Smoke alarms need to be tested and inspected annually, batteries should be replaced if necessary, and the landlords should be providing the tenant with operating instructions and an owner's manual, Yates said. They're required if notified by the tenant to replace, repair or correct deficiencies. It's law, he said. If a landlord fails to ensure smoke alarms are functioning, fines can be levied under the fire code. If it was found they weren't installed or maintained properly, the owner could face charges, Yates said. A Part 1 ticket, for say failing to maintain smoke alarms, can result in a $195 to $295 fine plus a surcharge. Fines could also be given based on the number of devices not working properly. Yates points out that inspection and maintenance can be done by the landlord themselves, but it's best practice to do so with a witness or the tenant present. It's also required that they document the inspections and maintenance should the fire department request to see it. Kayla Andrade is the founder of Ontario Landlords Watch and agrees that the onus of smoke alarms falls on the landlord, with associations encouraging more frequent checks. Landlords are supposed to be doing inspections on their rental units once a year, Andrade said. Landlord associations ask them to go in twice a year and do the inspections, checking both smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. The fire code will determine how many smoke alarms a property needs, but typically it's one on each level. Usually one in the sleeping area and one on the main floor area and in the basement if applicable. Andrade says while it's the landlord's responsibility, there needs to be ownership from the tenant to look out for their own health and safety. Accidents can result in the finger being inappropriately pointed at landlords. Sometimes people get frustrated if it's beeping while cooking and they'll unplug it or take the batteries out and forget about it, she said. It's proper etiquette to have landlords check because they're responsible, but they also have to give 24 hours notice before entering a unit. I've seen where people have set fire to their property on purpose, so it's not always on the landlord. Any tenant that is experiencing an issue can elevate their concern to the Landlord and Tenant Board Justice Tribunal. Regardless of who's responsible for frequent checks, Yates wants to educate everyone on the importance of smoke alarms in preventing the next tragedy. We need to make sure as many people as possible are aware of checking, testing and maintaining their smoke alarms, he said. Fires are burning hotter and faster than they ever have due to materials being used in homes for things like upholstery. Time is of the essence. You have less time to evacuate than you think you do.